This is AFN Bahrain's Daily Bahrain Beat. I'm Navy Petty Officer Adam Mojica. On this edition of the AFN Bahrain Report, Naval Security Forces Bahrain hold active threat training exercise, and Italy assumes command of Combined Task Force 154. Here is Navy Petty Officer Anthony Cash with the story.
Sailors assigned to Naval Security Forces Bahrain held an active threat exercise on board Naval Support Activity Bahrain August 13th. The exercise's primary mission is to prepare sailors for potential real active threat scenarios using non-lethal imitation firearms. Navy Master at Arms First Class Steph Boulding, Training Lead Petty Officer for Naval Security Forces Bahrain, said the following.
So, utilizing airsoft, utilizing BBs or SIM rounds if we have them, it allows people to have that pain tolerance. You know, a lot of times people feel like, oh, if I got shot, I'm down. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're down. You can still keep shooting. So it creates an environment where it's more realistic. Right? People screaming, people yelling, people begging for help, people shooting BBs at them and them shooting back. It allows them to experience what it possibly would be like in a real life scenario.
The training is conducted 3 times a month to ensure sailors are prepared to respond effectively to any potential threats encountered while on duty. The Italian Navy assumed command of Multinational Maritime Training Task Force during a change of command ceremony. Sri Lankan Navy Commodore KMH Bettich turned over command of Combined Task Force 154 to Italian Navy Commodore Andrea Bielli. During Bettich's tenure, CTF 154 conducted monthly maritime security enhancement training events reaching full operational capability. The task force also executed Operation Northern Readiness. This was a multinational MSET that brought together 82 participants and 21 facilitators from 8 nations and 2 organizations.
That's the AFN Bahrain Report. I'm Navy Petty Officer Adam Mojica.